Bonsoir tout le monde. Good evening, everyone. On va commencer avec l'ouverture de la séance, the opening of the meeting. Il est 7h02. Et on va commencer avec le période de questions. We'll begin with the question period. There's a number of you who are participating, and for those who are participating for the first time, the process hasn't really changed. The Municipal Affairs requires that we allow people to ask their questions via email if they wish. And so we do have a number of questions via email at the list of people who have asked to participate. Anyone who wishes to participate in the public meeting and ask a question, you'll be given an opportunity to do so. But first, I'll go through the list of the people who have expressed that interest via email. So the first person on the list is Madame Joan Belcher. Madame Belcher, are you have you joined the meeting? And I'm doing this just in the order of as the emails came in. So no, that's the only order that I'm using. Is Madame Belcher present?
You want me to go ahead?
Yes, please. Good evening, Joan.
Okay, so as it is less than a year until the next municipal election, and I ask this question every time before an election, so I'm asking the question to Mayor Labadie and each councillor. For the sake of transparency, do you plan on seeking re-election in the 2021 municipal election?
It's a really good question, Ms. Belcher, but unfortunately, I don't believe that the municipal code allows election campaign to, or any question about election campaigning at a public meeting.
No, so, that's not campaigning. That's just being transparent and asking, answering the question.
Well, I do believe that it is, it does relate. Perhaps I can ask Mr. Saeed, do you know if there's any, she would like to know if anybody on our municipal council are seeking re-election in the next election in less than a year. Would that be constituted as campaigning? No? Okay. I will start that I have not, I'm not ready to make that public statement yet, haven't made up my mind. So I'm just going to leave it at that. We have a 1-year mandate left too. I don't think that.
But I asked each councillor as well, though, so I'd like each councillor.
I've not finished my answer, but I haven't made that answer yet. And I think that we have another year's worth of work left to be done, a lot of work that needs to be done, and it doesn't need to be shadowed with election politics. But anyone else who wishes to answer that question? Has someone, does everybody have their, okay. Anybody else who wishes to answer that question, you're free to have the floor. I'll start with you, Nancy. You have your hand up.
I'll not be seeking re-election.
Thank you. Does anyone else wish to answer the question that was posed by Mrs. Belcher? Tom?
I will not be running in the 2021 election.
Thank you, Councillor. Does anyone else wish to respond to this?
Joanne, I'll respond to that.
Yes, Tom. Scott, pardon me.
Joan, I haven't made up my mind yet. I'll have to have a discussion with my mate. So that will be in due time, 6 months probably.
Thank you, Councillor McDonald. Sue, Councillor McKay.
To be perfectly honest with you, Joan, I haven't made up that decision yet. Char and I are still talking about it. So like Scott, in the next few months, maybe we'll make a decision.
Thank you, Councillor McKay. Does anyone else wish to respond to the question? Go ahead, Councillor Petrie.
No, I will be going for re-election for 2021.
Thank you, Councillor Petrie. Does anyone else wish to speak? Okay. Then we'll move on to the next person who has asked to raise a question, and that will be from Alina Lemaire. Bonsoir, Madame Lemaire. Vous êtes sur mute? Je ne sais pas le mot en français, désolé. C'est quoi mute en français? On dit mute. Madame Lemaire, je vois que vous êtes présente dans la séance. Est-ce que vous voulez poser une question? OK, ben je vais continuer avec la prochaine et si jamais après tu peux poser votre question. The next question came to us in an email format, and it came from Mr. Blake Draper. And the question was asking the purpose and reason for the agricultural survey. So our urban planning department has been conducting a survey with our agricultural producers. The urban planning department is doing this specifically for livestock facilities on its territory. Although such a survey has not been done before in the municipality, it will provide the municipality with data to ensure that permits for construction of residences in the green zone conform to municipal bylaws. The municipality has many 1 acre plus lots with residences or small vacant lots with the ability to build. This data will allow the municipality to determine if permit requests for construction near a farm is possible. And of course, that's always dependent on how much livestock is close to that boundary. But this data will also be very valuable to the municipality to understand its agricultural industry, which is the largest industry in our municipality. But the newly adopted PDZERA, which is the Plan Développement Zone Agricole, has identified this need, and with the future hire at the MRC of an agronomist to work with our agricultural community throughout the region, this data will become very valuable to them. Our municipality will be well positioned to provide an accurate portrait of our agricultural industry. Our urbanism department has had communications with UPA, and they understand the process and agree with the process. So there's absolutely nothing in this about that. I don't believe that anybody will be accessing agricultural buildings. It's just trying to understand the livestock, be it horses, chickens, et cetera, that are out there so that we do not build residences or give permits that shouldn't be given to build residences close to those areas. And in essence, to protect the agricultural industry. So there was a second question from Mr. Draper that was about the ditches and culverts that have been changed, were not cleaned. Sorry, I'm going to repeat that. Ditches where culverts have been changed and not cleaned. Why? Since machinery is on site. It's a great question. The priority this year, for the last couple of years, actually, have been to change culverts. In 2016, the municipality conducted a engineering survey of all of the culverts in our municipality. Over 300 of them were identified, and 100 of those culverts were identified to be needing to be changed within 5 years. And so our municipality has been working on changing the culverts, and we're almost there at the 100 target. Since 2017, we have changed approximately 100 culverts, and about 85% of them were identified as culverts needing to be changed. Next year, depending on the decision of council, but preliminary discussions will be to focus more on cleaning up the ditches. Just going through the list. So the next three questions are all related to the same topic. So I'm going to read them all and then answer them with a single response. Les trois prochaines questions sont sur le même sujet, donc je vais les répondre avec une réponse, mais je vais lire toutes les questions. Donc la première question vient de Marie-Ève Beaulieu, qui veut savoir pourquoi aucune démarche n'a débuté sur la réhausse de chemin de la Sapinière telle que demandée par les résidents du quartier. La prochaine vient de Mireille Dufour, de Avenue des Plages, désire savoir quand le rehaussement de l'Avenue des Plages sera fait. Et le troisième, the third in English, came from a Camille Beaufort, who would like an update regarding council's intentions and plans for Sapinière and Des Plages roads. So simply, je vais commencer en français. Simplement, la municipalité n'avait pas le budget de faire ces travaux. Cependant, nous espérons, avec la publication de le plan d'action pour les zones inondables, qui était publié en début d'avril de cette année, que le gouvernement du Québec a annoncé qu'ils vont investir un 445 millions de dollars dans les zones inondables. Donc, nous, on espère d'avoir accès à ces fonds-là qui nous permettra de la municipalité d'investir dans nos chemins municipaux qui sont dans les zones inondables, comme Sapinière, chemin Avenue des Plages, chemin Anne, chemin Bruce, chemin Smith, etc., une portion de Saint-Andrew qui sont dans le secteur de Couillon. So in English, to answer the question, the municipality simply has not had the funds to be able to invest in the road at this point. However, with the adoption and the publication of the new action plan for the flood zones, which was released in early April of this year, the government has announced a $445 million investment in the flood zones to help municipalities deal with the readaptation of their flood zones. It is our hope that once this project is released, which will be after the new flood maps, which we're expecting this winter, that the municipality will be able to access funds to be able to work on our municipal roads throughout the territory that are in the flood zone. That would include Sapinière, Avenue des Plages, Chemin Anne in Cuyo, Bruce, Smith, and portions of St. Andrew. Camille, you had two other questions. Will council be taking measures to prepare for spring 2021? Absolutely. We have a emergency measures committee that is always working with all levels of government and our government partners to keep our security plan up to date and to prepare for all eventual disasters, including forest fires, tornadoes, floods, etc. We're in constant communication with these provincial partners, and we do have your second question was whether or not and has any funding been set aside for potential flood needs in our neighborhood in particular? And the answer is we will be hopefully adopting a resolution tonight to create such a reserve fund for natural disasters in our municipality. And that was it for our emailed questions, but I do see that we have a number of people who have presented themselves tonight, and so I can open the floor up to the public if anybody does have a question. Ooh, okay, I'm told that Laura has a question. Laura, you have the floor.
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks very much for your time, Council. I would just like to present a position as a concerned municipality Pontiac resident regarding the ongoing online anonymous presence that has been waging a one-sided battle against the municipality and council, certain council, certain employees and fellow citizens do not agree with this said fake Facebook account and their tactics. The approach is really the issue that's been made by this fake Facebook account and needs to be addressed by the municipality of Pontiac. And, you know, the anonymous bullying and intimidation, it can't be given a voice or a forum. This fake Facebook account could potentially not even be a municipality resident, that's certainly a possibility, or could hold underlying prejudice or vendettas or have essentially an ulterior motive. The municipality needs to set a standard moving forward that intimidation type tactics can't be tolerated and the attacks need to be addressed and duly investigated. The constant menace to the municipality, the employees, potentially being photographed or videotaped during the course of a workday and then shared through social media. It's seen as harassment in any other workplace. It's like they're working with a target on their back. This can't, you know, can't be tolerated. The intimidation of private citizens if they don't agree with the aggressor's approach or opinions. They're met with private aggressive messages, and this can't be tolerated. Assumptions, lies, and opinions do not become fact, even though a like-minded group of individuals with the same perceptions, that's this mob mentality that can't be tolerated. These residents, and the residents that have helped build up this fake Facebook account by taking the time to provide photos and videos and opinions, they should be accountable to a certain extent. They're feeding this beast. This fake Facebook account needs to be addressed and dealt with. And if not, it will only reemerge and come back in a different format. Municipality has to set boundaries to represent itself in a manner that gives the citizens a sense of safety and faith that any future style of attack won't have the opportunity for a foothold. The ideas and information's bottom line just need to be shared in a thoughtful and truthful and respectful manner, and we need to move forward with that.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I believe you've passed your 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you very much for the time.
I apologize, but I do thank you for taking the time out to present at tonight's meeting. Is there anyone else in the public that would like to ask a question or make a comment before we move on to the items on the agenda?
Joanne, I've got people in the waiting room. I'm getting a couple of phone calls. Is that possible?
No, Pierre has just checked and he doesn't have anybody in the waiting room.
Okay, I got a call from Diane Lacausse and she says she's been waiting for 20 minutes.
She's not showing up in the waiting room. Tell her to hit the link again and she'll be admitted as soon as she uses the link. Okay. But she's not showing up.
Can you hear me, Joanne? Can you hear me now, Joanne?
Yes. Blake Draper?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. See, when I tried to go in earlier, I was muted by your end. Okay, like you said about the ditches and the culverts, but like my question was why, when they were there with the machine, had identified a problem with water flow, like the water was unable to flow, and they replaced the culvert, and the water still could not flow.
Which road are you speaking of?
One of the culverts was on the 5th concession.
North or south?
You're probably getting a call from
south. The culvert goes from the north side to the south side.
Okay. I don't have an answer.
The water is back. There's places where the water is over 2 feet deep on the north side. Municipal employees saw the problem and said, yes, it needed to be corrected, but then left.
Okay, I'll follow up with our public works team tomorrow. I certainly don't have an answer for that. I'm not out there on the street with the public works employees, but I definitely will follow up and give you an answer tomorrow on what the plan is for dealing with the situation. So it's on the north side of the 5th concession near the 148, and it's the culvert that goes under the 148?
It's the 5th concession, and it'll be just west of, or just east of Mulligan.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. One of them.
So it's south of the 148.
That's
east of the 148.
East of 148.
Yeah. Okay. I will.
And it's east of Mulligan Road.
Okay. Pierre's taken a note. We'll follow up with our public works director first thing in the morning.
Like this has been an ongoing problem for, like, it's been requested of council for multiple years. And the culvert's been replaced, but the water still has nowhere to go.
I will follow up, Blake.
And the Ag Survey, like, it was farmers that called me as the UPA, one of the UPA representatives, and questioned why they were asked for access to their farms by the municipal employee. Like, we just, like, CPTAQ is the normal route for dealing with this.
Well, not in this. The municipality is just trying to do an inventory of the agricultural portrait of our community, especially as it pertains to livestock, because we have municipal bylaws that make that are very clear on how close residential buildings can be built close to these types of facilities. So the urbanism department is trying to create an inventory of this so that the next time someone applies for a permit and wants to put a house on a certain spot, they will have that data to be able to make a good decision on whether or not that permit can be given or not. The priority, of course, is always agricultural, but not to give a permit for construction in a zone that's within that zone close to any livestock. So our urbanism department has discussed this with the UPA, and they support the initiative.
Who would they have spoken to?
I think it was a Madame Laplante. And they will be sending out a communique to the members shortly, just to inform them of.
I'll be confirming with her tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So, Joanne Macas is trying to get in. She can't get in. If I call her, can she ask her a question? Because I don't think it's right that she's not able to ask her
question. Yeah. Joanne, I was actually just on the phone with Zian.
Yeah.
She had two questions. I wonder if I could ask them for her.
Certainly go ahead, but I, you know what, Scott, what I'll do is I'll allow Joan to allow Madame Lacoste to video conference in through her phone.
Well, and if Scott has the questions, he can go ahead then. He's got the questions. Let Scott go ahead.
So why don't you let Madame Lacoste, because she may have a rebuttal, and that way she will hear
I didn't get a chance for any rebuttal. I was muted right away, so I don't think it makes a difference. I got muted right away.
Okay. Scott, can you
this
question?
Zoom meeting is not, it's not very.
I agree. None of us look at
it. Technology. So, Joanne, the questions that Zian Lacoste was asking is how much of the taxpayers' dollars would we be planning on spending on this Mick Mars episode?
I don't have a price tag on that as of yet, but we have discussed it amongst ourselves to keep the cost comparable to that of Cantley, and I believe they had spent somewhere near $9,000, but all of that money was recuperated. Next question.
And the next question, she's been trying to get a hold of the ELSA, I think for the past 7 months, concerning the dishwasher that they installed in the community center, as far as who would be allowed to use it and who would be paying the maintenance if something was to happen.
I'll have Elsa contact her tomorrow to discuss that with her.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from anyone in the public?
If she planned on running or not. Would she mind just clarifying it?
Who are you asking?
Isabel Patrie.
She already answered that question and she said no.
She said no? Okay, I just wanted to clarify because I couldn't hear her. Okay, thank you.
Good evening. It's Camille Bofor calling. It's under Tiana's name right now. I'm using her computer. And of course, can't open my video because the Wi-Fi is not strong enough to manage that. I just wanted to follow up on my question with regards to the plan for the spring in the event of flooding. I'm just wondering, in this time of COVID, if there will be a special plan put in place, because I do believe that this past spring, it was kind of a fend for yourself if we do get flooded. And I'm just wondering what the plan is, should we not be able to have assistance, and what the plan is for preparing for that eventuality or possibility.
Well, last spring, it wasn't entirely fend for yourself. The municipality did distribute sandbags to some of the areas where that was at high risk of flood when the water levels raised. That was based on data that was provided to us from the Ministry of Public Security. So we did take action. We put we brought sand directly to the neighborhoods. We brought sandbags and put signage up on how to social distance and sanitize the items afterwards to ensure that everybody practiced COVID protocols. It's too early to tell what strategy will be. That will really depend on public health guidelines at that time. But prior to the flood season last year, I did have a meeting. It was supposed to be a face-to-face meeting, but it ended up being turned into a teleconference because it was the week of March 9th to 12th when the World Health Organization declared a pandemic. So I met with the Minister of Public Security, and I asked her how we were going to manage a possible flood with the added complexity of a COVID pandemic. And the response at the time was that the government of Quebec would give us the autonomy to make our own decisions. So that was their way of kicking the ball into our court. So we believe that moving forward, public health, both nationally and provincially and locally, have learned a lot about the pandemic. And we believe that we'll be able to take measures without going into a full lockdown, which was the situation we were in last spring. And of course, Pfizer announced, I believe it was just today, of a possible vaccine. So my fingers are crossed for the spring, and let's be hopeful. But I believe that any possible flood, the municipality will be able to address it and follow. The biggest issue with dealing with any disaster during a pandemic is volunteers and housing. Those are the two biggest issues. I have Sheila and Kevin. I don't know if it's you, Sheila, or Kevin, but go ahead.
It's me, Sheila. I'm just reacting to the comment made a few minutes ago about spending $9,000 to deal with the McMars situation. I'm not really sure what the McMars situation is. I know it's a fake identity on Facebook, but I'm really concerned that the municipality would spend any money dealing with this person.
Thank you for your comment. It'll be coming to vote on later on in the agenda. Is it a question or is it just a comment, Sheila?
Well, it's just, why would you spend money on this person? Deal with it like adults. It's not high school.
No, it's not. I agree. But we have information that we feel, and our lawyers and law enforcement that believe it's merited. So
I've engaged with McMars. I don't think you need to bring in lawyers. I don't think you need to spend taxpayers' money. I think, you know, just get together, have a grown-up conversation. Everybody puts their big boy pants on and deal with it without spending our money.
Well, it's kind of hard to meet with someone who refuses to present themselves. So, you know.
Well, or just shut them off. That's what we did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
someone else, Laura, and just to let you know that the public question period, for those who are not familiar with the process, is supposed to be only 30 minutes. We're already at 7:32, so we've got about another 5 minutes. Go ahead, Laura.
It's just to say to reply that it's easy to say to ignore an entity that have, but if you've been attacked by this entity, as many councillors and many employees and private citizens have, that changes the feeling. That's all.
Thank you. Any other questions? Last question. Is there an Iris present? Sorry, Pierre, what is the name?
Irais. Good evening, everybody. Just a quick comment. This is my first meeting, but I think was important because for that point about if we're going to go, if the you guys are going to do something about legally against this fake name, and I think it's really important that that example has to be set. That shouldn't be happening. That's all.
Thank you. Okay, our 30-minute question period is up. I'm going to move on to the meeting. Adoption de l'ordre du jour, item 3. Before beginning with the adoption of the agenda, I have two amendments to make. So I would like a vote on the amended. And we will be adding item 5.1, which was sent out in your council kits. Or was it sent separately? It was sent separately. Item 5.10. And then we will be removing item 5.6, which was from the fire services because we did not, the fire chief did not get enough submissions in yet. So he will be adding, reintroducing that resolution at a future meeting. Can I have a mover for the amended agenda, please? Oh, do we have one? No, we will. I did have, it was proposed by Susan McKay and seconded by Leslie Ann Barber, but that was for the pre-existing. Can I have a new mover and a new seconder for the amended agenda, please?
Sue's proposing and Leslie Ann Barber seconding.
Thank you. Donc, l'adoption de l'ordre du jour.
Très bien. Donc, il est proposé par la conseillère Susan McKay et appuyé par la conseillère Leslie Ann Barber et résolu d'adopter l'ordre du jour avec l'ajout de l'item 5.10, soit la liste des engagements de dépenses, et le retrait de l'item 6.4, l'installation de douches à la caserne 1.
Adoption of the agenda. It is moved by Councillor Susan McKay and seconded by Councillor Leslie Ann Barber and resolved to adopt the agenda with the addition of item 5.10, list of incurred expenses, and the withdrawal of item 6.4, installation of showers at the fire station. All in favor?
4.
4.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.
C'est l'adoption du procès-verbal de la séance du 13 octobre 2020. Il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Susan McKay et appuyé par la conseillère Leslie Ann Barber et résolu d'adopter le procès-verbal de la séance du 13 octobre 2020.
Adoption of the minutes of the meeting of October 13, 2020. It is moved by Councillor Susan McKay and seconded by Councillor Leslie Ann Barber and resolved to adopt the minutes of the meeting of October 13, 2020. All in favor?
4.
4.
4.
Pardon me, against? Motion carried unanimously. Item 5.1.
Ce sont les transferts budgétaires. Il est proposé par la conseillère Isabelle Patry et appuyé par le conseiller M. Scott McDonald, est résolu que la municipalité effectue les transferts budgétaires au montant total de 102 266 $.
Budgetary transfers. It is moved by Councillor Isabelle Parquet and seconded by Councillor Scott McDonald and resolved that the municipality carry out the budgetary transfers in the amount of $102,266. All in favor?
Four.
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 Against? Carried unanimously. Item 5.2.
C'est un mandat pour le dossier de la CCN. Considérant que le statut de certaines propriétés de la CCN a été modifié, considérant que la CCN envisage de contester le rôle d'évaluation et par conséquent la hausse de taxes qui en découle concernant certaines de leurs propriétés, par conséquent, il est proposé par la conseillère Leslie Ann Barber et appuyé par la conseillère Isabelle Patry et résolu de mandater Maître Welland qui s'occupe des dossiers de la CCN pour d'autres municipalités dans la MRC des Collines afin de représenter la municipalité de Pontiac dans le cadre de cette contestation. Il est également résolu que cette dépense soit attribuée au poste budgétaire 02-13-000-412.
Mandate NCC files. Whereas the status of certain properties of the NCC have been modified. Whereas the NCC is considering contesting the valuation role and consequently the resulting tax increase concerning some of their properties. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Leslie Ann Barber and seconded by Councillor Isabelle Patry and resolved to mandate Maître Welland, who oversees NCC files for other municipalities in the MRC des Collines, to represent the municipality of Pontiac in the context of this constraint. It is also resolved that this expense be allocated to budget item 02-13-000-412. All in favor?
Four.
Four.
Four. Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. Item 5.4.
C'est la création d'un surplus affecté mesure d'urgence. Considérant que nous sommes en attente d'un montant du ministère des Affaires municipales et de l'Habitation pour compenser les pertes de revenus et coûts supplémentaires liés à la pandémie, considérant que la municipalité n'a pas de fonds réservés pour les mesures d'urgence, par conséquent, il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Susan McKay et résolu de créer un fonds réservé pour les mesures d'urgence et d'affecter la somme de 250 000 $ dans ce fonds provenant de l'aide financière octroyée par le MAMH pour la pandémie. Il est aussi résolu que le conseil puisse déposer tout montant qu'il juge nécessaire dans ce fonds. Finalement, il est résolu que la résolution 20-03-40-36 soit abrogée.
Creation of an emergency measures allocated surplus. Whereas we are expecting an amount from the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing, MAMASH, to compensate for lost revenues and additional costs related to the pandemic. Whereas the municipality has no funds reserved for emergency measures. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Isabelle Parquet and seconded by Councillor Susan McKay and resolved to create a reserve fund for emergency measures and to allocate the sum of $250,000 in this fund for the financial assistance granted by the MAMASH for the pandemic. It is also resolved that Council deposit any amount it deems necessary into this fund. Finally, it is resolved that, Resolution 20-03-4036 be repealed. All in favor?
Four.
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. I just want to add a note to that, to the people who are hearing this resolution, that the reserve fund is not specific to the pandemic. It is for all emergencies. So there was a question in the question period where I referenced this resolution. So item 5.4.
C'est la création d'un surplus affecté pour les infrastructures. considérant qu'il y a lieu de créer un surplus affecté aux infrastructures municipales afin d'avoir des réserves financières pour effectuer des travaux majeurs sans avoir à adopter un règlement d'emprunt et payer des intérêts. Considérant que le financement provincial du programme de la taxe sur l'essence et de la contribution du Québec, la TEC, se fait sur une période de 20 ans. Par conséquent, il est proposé par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et appuyé par la conseillère Isabelle Patry et résolu de créer un fonds réservé pour les infrastructures et que tout montant non affecté ou utilisé provenant d'une aide financière non dédiée y soit affecté. Il est aussi résolu que le conseil puisse déposer tout montant qu'il juge nécessaire dans ce fonds. Il est aussi résolu que la contribution provinciale dans le cadre du programme de la TEC répartie sur une période de 20 ans soit transférée annuellement au surplus affecté aux infrastructures pour la contribution des intérêts et contributions provinciales du capital. Finalement, il est résolu que tout montant non utilisé provenant de la contribution fédérale dans le cadre du programme de la TEC soit transféré au surplus affecté aux infrastructures.
Creation of an affected surplus for infrastructure. Whereas it is necessary to create a surplus allocated to municipal infrastructures in order to have financial reserves to carry out major work without having to adopt a loan bylaw and pay interest. Whereas the provincial funding for the gas tax program and the Quebec contribution for TEC is provided over a period of 20 years. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Thomas Howard and seconded by Councillor Isabelle Patry and resolved to create a reserve fund for infrastructure and that any unallocated or used amounts from non-dedicated financial assistance be allocated to it. It is also resolved that Council may deposit any amount it deems necessary into this fund. It is also resolved that the provincial contribution under the TEC program spread over a period of 20 years be transferred annually to allocated surplus infrastructure, contribution of interest and provincial contributions of capital. Finally, it is resolved that any unused amount from the federal contribution under the TEC program be transferred to the allocated surplus infrastructure. All in favor?
Four.
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 Four. Four.
Carried unanimously. Item 5.5.
C'est un mandat pour un vérificateur externe. Considérant que la municipalité a procédé à des appels d'offres afin d'octroyer un mandat de 2 ans à un vérificateur externe, considérant que nous avons reçu 3 soumissions, par conséquent, il est proposé par la conseillère Isabelle Patry et appuyé par le conseiller Scott McDonald et résolu